I know I'm not being a dirty old man, but he's, I'm just gonna say, he's very attractive. I know.
Yes, he is, and the ladies love him, and I'm sure he's probably got a few gay men out there who love him as well.
Is he big fatty love too?
Well, so. Yeah, that goes without but he's saying.
But he really is a dirty old man.
Well, yeah. Luckily, he's not on the show. He'd be giving us both the finger, but he never listens to my show anyway. So there you go.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 31 of the BFO for Friday, the 14th of March, 2008. And coming up on today's show, well, we're going to spank the monkey, well, so to speak. Oh, Lord. Well, hello, everyone. I hope your Friday is fabulous. And maybe, just maybe, today's episode of The Gays will make it a little more fabulous, because on today's show, we have, basically it is nothing more than a giggle fest. That should be a good clue as to who's going to be the guest on today's show. So, enjoy today's episode of The Gays. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and I have a foul, and I'm not saying F-O-W-L, but F-O-U-L guest on The Gays with me today, whose most endearing quality, y'all, ever since I started listening to him, his most endearing quality is his giggle. And he does it throughout every one of his own shows. And you can hear him in the background there. I know you can. And we are doing a little video chatting tonight, although you don't get to see the video. But tonight on The Gays, we have her. No, not Ricky. Not her. It's Ricky. Oh, sorry. You know.
Is that wishful thinking?
No, the old people just forget shit. You know, either that or I was trying to make a joke and make you laugh. And
it worked.
It worked. So, and y'all, we have Ricky from Foul Monkeys. Hi, Ricky.
Hello, Big Fatty. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Ricky, you are, you've been around a while.
Yes. 2 years.
Has it really been that long?
Almost 2 years in April.
Jesus. I didn't realize it was that long.
Well, I guess it's just because you didn't pay attention to me at first when I contacted you.
That's not true. That's not true at all, and you know that. The only thing I didn't do was put you on Match the Podcasters when you started pleading with me. And
I know.
Sure enough, I put you on there, and the show went off the air. Okay.
I know, right?
Thanks, Ricky! So,
now we know. I was on there a little bit.
Now we know the real reason the Little Fatty Cast ended.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Ricky.
Hey, Big Fat.
Yes.
Oh, I just want to say it looks like there's five antennas coming out of the top of your head.
There are five antennas coming out of the top of my head. I am an alien, and that's a lamp that I have in my
apartment.
That's
cute.
Isn't that cute? It's kind of like a giant tiara. So, something you'd probably see over at the Parliament House, huh?
Yes. So,
now, y'all, if you don't know, Ricky has been doing the Foul Monkeys podcast, and he has had a multitude of co-hosts with him over the years. And nowadays, they've all come to their senses except for her. And so, Ricky, tell us, how exactly have you run off all these co-hosts over the years?
They just can't take how fabulous I am.
Ah.
No.
Did I also mention, folks, that Ricky is delusional?
Oh, you're going to make me laugh this whole time. I'm not going to be able to say anything.
Okay. We'll call it the giggle cat. Get instead giggling on the gaze. So, and if you hear a voice in the background, folks, it is Herb, his current co-host on the show, who it's going to be hard to get rid of him because he lives there.
Yeah, he's stuck at my hip now. So.
Oh, is that where he is now?
He's here for a while.
I can't see that far on the camera. So.
Well, he's stuck at the hip by his head.
Oh.
It's a down a little bit further. You just can't see.
Okay. Okay.
So, you might see my O face.
Oh. Now, oh Lord, Ricky. Now you've been on the interwebs for about 2 years now. Tell us something that maybe we don't know about you.
That's hard because I don't know what I talk about on the show. But damn.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Ricky. Now this is going so well.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye now. Now, tell us some of your favorite podcasts that you listen to. Now, I know what some of them are because I listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and just name a few, and then that way you'll insult others, and then they'll write in and go, why didn't you say me? I mentioned that you listened to me.
Yes, I could do that. I listen to like 35 or 40 of them, so it's hard for me to name all of them. Yeah. I'm lucky I have a job where I can sit at my desk all day and not have to talk to anyone. So I just listen to podcasts all day long.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you were answering the phones nowadays.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Ah! So you're there listening to podcasts going, could someone get that?
Right. Okay. Could you take the next call? Thanks.
Right. Okay.
I'm listening to Big Fatty right now.
Right. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was a big
fan. All right.
Okay.
So sorry, Herb is like, look.
Is he
sorry.
Dropping his pants or something?
No, I wouldn't get that excited about that.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, so podcasts that I listen to.
Yes.
Let's just say I'll name like 5 to 10.
Okay.
How about that?
How about that?
Okay.
All right.
I listen to Archer.
Oh, okay. There's one.
I listen to Bears in the City, which are a group of guys out of Australia.
Two.
I listen to Big Fatty.
Okay, that's three.
Let's see. I listen to B-Talk.
Okay, that's four.
Pod is my co-pilot.
Okay.
Pop Trash Radio.
Okay, six.
Q-Cast.
Now, they're down there in the Orlando area also, even though you're in Lakeland.
Yes, they are.
Right.
Well, I'm between QCast and Pod is my co-pilot.
Right. So you're the middle of a podcast sandwich is what you're saying.
Exactly. And believe me, they're all sexy enough to be in the middle.
You're the meat.
That's a lot of meat right there.
Oh, baby. Okay, that's seven.
I listen to Terminally Single.
Aww. We're meat.
With Tim, I know.
Tim and his giant
Tim
penis.
And his big dick.
Right.
We're mean because you're stupid.
Holly and her big dick.
yeah, that's it. I listen to the MacCast.
The who?
MacCast.
Mac.
It's about all things Mac.
Oh, okay.
Like all Apple right. products.
Okay. Now, speaking of that, you know, I had asked, you know, folks, when they're on the gays, if they would give me a good gosh or gay. And so I mentioned that to Ricky before we went on. He was like, and so, Ricky, I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
I want you to tell the story of Herb trying not to be excited about you getting your iPhone because it's a Mac product, and it was killing him to say all those nice things about a Mac product. So, you know, that's pretty good, and it made me go, gosh, and God knows it was gay.
Well, I'd actually talked about it for a couple of weeks before I got it, mm-hmm. and he kept telling me, no, don't get it. It's not worth it. We're talking about the iPhone. So... We go to the Apple store, and he refuses to go into the store.
Oh!
He's like, I'm not going in there. They're all creeps. They're going to ask. They'll start asking me to buy something, you know. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go in myself.
Well, Well, it's kind of like, you know, going to church only on Christmas and Easter, you know.
Right.
You just don't feel comfortable in there.
Right. So I drop the $500-some for the phone and I walk out. And then he's like, well, what am I going to get? So I had to buy him something, too. Not as expensive, but he likes it.
Right. Now tell the truth. What would have happened if you had bought two iPhones and given him one of them?
He would have used it.
Of course he would have. And he would have, I don't want to like it. Oh, it's fucking great.
He would have been like, I like this phone, but there's about 57 different things that are wrong with it.
Well, right, because, you know.
First off, it's an Apple.
Right, and that's there really is only one thing that's wrong with it.
Yes, that it's an Apple. That's about the only thing that's wrong with it.
Right. It's too bad that Apple doesn't make the Wii.
Actually, that's something that Herb noticed when he first got the Wii, that it was very similar to Apple products.
Oh, and he loves that. Because
it's white. Oh, he just loved that. Mm-hmm. He didn't have too much to say about the phone. There was a couple things, and I agreed with him, but hopefully the new update will get it working. Oh, you don't have one. You don't know anything about the update.
No, but I do have this, and I'm giving him the finger
right now.
So, and speaking of things that I've given Ricky and Herb tonight, I have sent them a picture of, would you like to just let them know?
I thought it was a hot air balloon,
right?
But apparently it's his balls.
No, go ahead.
I was rather in shock. I was like, wow.
Y'all, you should see Ricky in shock. I told you he giggles a lot.
I can't help it.
That's all right. He just loves Big Fatty so much.
I do. I started listening to you guys, when you and Larry were doing the show, right when you first started. But then I was like, oh, I can't listen to this anymore, because it was at a time where, like, every 5 seconds you're like, me. And I was like, oh, my God, I cannot take this. And then after that calmed down, I was like, okay, I'll give him a try again. And then it was fine. And then you left.
Okay. Well, now, Ricky.
Yes.
Yes, Big Fatty. You met some podcasters here recently. Give me some scoop on them. And that's
I'm not allowed to say anything.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now, I understand all of you started to put your penises in who was it? Y'all were going to put your penises in somebody. Oh, no. That was not with you and Herb.
Wrong person.
Right. Never mind.
But we did meet the QCast guys and Sarah Davis.
Okay. Give us some
It poop. Was fun. We met them in Orlando.
You don't have any poop? They don't listen to this. So.
No. Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
No, not really. They were all nice, and Kevin was putting them back a little bit. You know, I'm just saying.
He's Super B is a super drinker, is what you're saying.
Maybe, quite possibly.
Uh-huh. What does he drink, by the way?
I don't know. I forgot what it was.
Because you were so drunk.
I think it was. Was it gin?
Oh.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
That's my kind of man.
I only had a beer.
One beer?
Well, because we're in this environment of, like, really fancy people at this big international hotel, and I was like, And plus, they were, like, $8 a beer.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, no, I'll just chill out with one beer.
Yeah, but Herb doesn't drink, so, I mean, it's not like you couldn't have his beer also. Well, I guess at $8, that is too
much. I know, right?
So,
yeah, right?
Exactly. So, Herb is still employed? Oh, no! Whoops. Okay, well, we've got breaking news here, folks. You heard it here first.
Actually, he has an interview tomorrow for a different job, so all good.
Okay. And you're still employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But, whew, God.
And in school.
But yeah, but this is spring break week. Are you going like to Daytona and drive on the beach or something?
No, it's too cold in Daytona.
Is it?
The water's too cold. You have to go to the Gulf Coast. It's a little warmer.
Ah, okay.
That's where all the cute guys are anyway.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the Latino boys.
You do love the Latino boys. And I think you've made quite a name for yourself down in the Fort Lauderdale area. I mentioned the name Ricky from Foul Monkeys when I was down there before my cruise. And they went, oh, Jesus, do you know him? This was at the Ramrod, you know. There was some sort of incident or something at the Ramrod. I don't know. I didn't get a lot of details, but it wasn't pretty what I did here.
It was an event we shall not speak of.
Oops, I've done it again, everyone. I've opened my
mouth. No, I can tell you about it. It was pretty weird.
I'm listening.
It could be my good gosh and gay all at one time.
Let's do it then.
So I'm down in Fort Lauderdale at the club you just mentioned, and I had already been drinking a lot, and that was the last bar we were going to, and
they
put I went
strong and drinks there. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Yeah. So you know how there's that outside area in the back?
I do.
The really dark area? Oh, no. Well, apparently. For the first time, one of my friends in Fort Lauderdale had me try, what is it, Maximum Impact or something. It's some kind of...
Right.
Yeah, so...
the effects of that make me totally aware of what's going on and totally unable to do anything about it.
Yes, well, try to do that and walk at the same time. It just doesn't work and you pass out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I fell down on the sidewalk, and I actually had a beer in my pocket or a glass bottle in my pocket, and I fell, and it started to pour out. And what woke me up from this state was someone going, oh, my God, he's bleeding. He's bleeding. But it was actually my beer just spilling all over me. It looked like I pissed all over myself. It was right in front of the bar, too. That was nice.
Fantastic. That's,
yeah,
that's
so,
great. So you,
that's something that somebody doesn't know about me.
You, Not anymore. So you've bought stock in Maximum Impact? Is that what you're saying?
I no longer have stock there.
And he also no longer can go into the Ramrod. There's a list of people right there at the top.
Right.
All right. Well, guess what, Mr. Foul Monkey Ricky? The music has caught us.
Oh, wow, already?
Yeah, so you're going to have to tell folks, not that they don't know where to fucking find you, but tell them anyway in case there's someone new out there on the left coast somewhere, because, you know, we get some of those people every now and then.
Or in another country.
Yeah, right. Uranus, so, I believe, is the latest listener on, never mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, someone from Uranus.
Oh, okay. So I'm Ricky, and I'm the host of the Foul Monkeys podcast. You can find us at foulmonkeys.com. My boyfriend Herb is my co-host, and we just have people over and talk and have fun, and that's about it. It's not always gay.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. I guess it is.
But it's always giggly, y'all. I can assure you of that. Well, Ricky,
yes, it is.
Thank you so much for being on the gays today, and we'll have to have you back sometime soon, and I promise I won't talk as much next time, but you must giggle as much.
I'm sure that's definite.
Right, exactly. All right, well, I would say goodbye, but that's that thing that Archer does, so let's just...
Yeah, no one wants to be like Archer,
no,
please.
Let's just, y'all, think of the two of us giving you the finger, and we're going to do it on the video together. All right, here we go. Finger! Okay, bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.